Hi everyone, Lion Bob here today. I wanted to take a few moments today to talk about lions and how you can help. Recently, I read an article about community service organizations and saw an infographic about lions. The latter showed how Lions Club had been 100 years in the making and how powerful we are and how we must change the world by standing together, by serving those in need. We've done that. We continue to do that. But the former also spoke about community service clubs, such as Lions, Kiwanis, and Rotary. The article spoke to membership in these organizations, about the rise and decline yearly. So why? Why does that happen? What gives? After all, I mean, it's been shown that organizations make communities stronger, interesting, and more engaging. The answer is that in as much as we are emboldened by tradition in our service clubs, America has changed. And we need to change like America, much in the same way as branches of a tree bend in the wind but don't break. Two things have emerged to become apparent. One is the idea of affinity. Two is the idea of time. Well, let's tackle affinity first. The communities and generations we serve are now identified by affinities. For example, tech communities, energy efficiency communities, photography, science, nature, yes, and even craft beer. Hey, even Google's popular social network, Google Plus, is broken down by communities. And we even see specialty groups in Facebook, so we can all see the similarities. So let me talk about time now. Life is hectic. It seems more so now than ever before. Families want to spend more time with their loved ones because time is so precious. So how do we become more welcoming as a service organization to those who have an affinity for communities and who want to make sure family time is not taken away by investing in weekly meetings? The answer is to have less formal meetings and enabling members to bring their whole families in a family-friendly environment. So let's alter meeting formats. When we encourage innovation, critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity, we stimulate the ability to identify and solve problems creatively. We need new ideas by pulling in newer generations to ensure our club's success. The newer generations want to make an impact immediately, not years from now, but now. The article I read referenced Victor Wang's book, The Rainforest. I actually want to read a section of the article to you about this. So here goes. Victor Wang, in his book, The Rainforest, metaphorically notes that most of us were trained to manage farms. By this, he means our approach to anything is that we know we want to grow, know when we plant the seeds, plant in straight lines, kill anything that looks like a weed, and know when to harvest and can anticipate roughly our yield. The rainforest, by comparison, is a chaotic environment where all sorts of genetic mutations are taking place and everything looks like a weed. Wang's point is that we need more rainforests, but that means relinquishing some measure of control. Not always easy when we have 60, 80, 100 years of tradition behind us. Yet by allowing emergent leaders to reinvent our club, we can navigate a path to securing our survival. So, to conclude, we need to reinvent our future if we are to survive and serve not only our community, but also the world. Let's make the potential new members' time worthwhile by allowing the rising generations of leaders to recreate clubs according to the needs, to their needs. I mentioned earlier how a branch of a tree bends to the will of the wind, yet it doesn't break. As a community service organization, we need to be like that branch, bending to the will of the wind, the community, yet not break. We've got to accept the wind, flow with it, and become stronger. I hope this gives you some food for thought for the day. Thank you.